Welcome to Teachers in Business. I'm Sarah Torby, and I help former teachers just like you translate your best skills, your teaching skills, from the classroom into the business world so that you can grow a more successful and more profitable full-time business right now. Listen on to learn more.
Welcome to episode 4. Today, we're going to talk about what I think of as expert energy versus newbie energy. And we're going to spend more time talking about newbie energy and what it is and how it sounds. One of the things I hear from clients all the time is something that sounds a lot like, well, I'm new in business. I don't know what to do. They're walking around with what I think of what sounds like newbie energy, but it's like a costume that they're wearing to cover their expertise. So today we're going to talk about this newbie energy and why it not only doesn't need to be something you wear, but why it's holding you back on top of things. And why, especially if you've come out of the teaching world and you've had, 10 or 15 or 20 years of experience in education, it doesn't apply to you. It's not for you. You don't get newbie energy. You are an expert. So the story that goes with this is that I have this client, actually I have a couple that do this all the time. And this one in particular spent 20 years in the education world before she started her business. And one of the things she tells me all the time is, oh, I'm new at this. I don't know what to do. And it makes me crazy. I love her. She's amazing. She's super bright. And she 100% knows what to do. The thing is she gets really concerned because she doesn't know the right business term for it. She doesn't know what that thing is called, and she's afraid to do it differently, quote unquote, differently. But ultimately, when she and I talk about like whatever it is that she's thinking, I'm new at this, I don't know what to do about, whenever we dig in and think about it and we talk about it, she 99 times out of 100 already has the answer, which is fascinating to me. So like, what the heck is all this about? What happens in our brains is that when we move from one role to another, especially I have found from education into something totally different like business, we tend to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We think, oh my gosh, everything is new now. I must not know anything. I'm starting from scratch. Oh my goodness, friends. Couldn't be further from the truth. Makes me nuts. So my favorite analogy for this is a car. Think about the car you're driving right now. I have a minivan. If you don't have a car or you don't want to think about your car, you can think about mine. I rock a minivan. It is filthy. It is dogs and children and snacks and all the things. So it's like you're driving your minivan and you're in a parking lot and somebody comes up to you and they say like, hey, I have a Ferrari. It's amazing. I hate it. I'd like to trade with you. I don't want it anymore. Like, let's swap keys. Totally no strings attached. It's like a magical miracle day. And you look at them and you're like, oh, you know what? Sorry. All I know how to do is drive a minivan. I can't drive a Ferrari. I don't know how. You're just going to have to go trade with somebody else. What? No. This is also another, way to think about this is something you've been teaching in the other direction to kids for years. I was a math teacher for a really long time. And I still am today. One of the things I have always talked to kids about is, and we talk about as teachers, is helping kids learn to use skills, to develop skills that they can use flexibly in all kinds of situations. So what you're doing essentially when you inhabit this newbie energy is you're saying like, oh, I built all these skills, but in this new context, I can't take them with me. It's like having a kid say to you, oh, you know what? I developed all these skills about reading, but you gave me a new book and I don't know what to do now. That's not how this works. We don't take our new skills somewhere else and then just be like, nope, I need all new skills now. This is not how it works. So I am making a big deal of this here. It's very dramatic, but why? Because when we sit down as humans in that newbie energy, in that like, I don't know what to do, I'm new here. I don't know how business works. Nothing is like, I don't have this experience. It's the truth. We make it true for ourselves. It stops all of our skills in our tracks. We can't access our problem-solving brains. We can't access the tool belt of things we built over 20 years in a classroom, in a school building, in education, wherever. We can't access any of that because we're telling our brain it doesn't apply. So you're sitting here, I don't know what to do, and we get stuck, we get slow, we get frustrated, and we're doing it to ourselves. You have seen this in a classroom because you have looked at kids and you thought like, man, I know that kid has all the skills she needs. What the heck? She knows how to do steps A, B, and C, and she's just sitting there staring at it. And ultimately, you sit down and talk to them, and they're just telling themselves they don't know how to do it. I have kids do this in my algebra classes all the time. I just talked to one today. And she was like, yep, I've never been able to do a word problem. And I said, okay, explain to me what you know about it. And she was like, okay, she goes through it. And she went, oh, well, you'd write the equation like this. Well, yeah, I guess you've not never been able to do a word problem because you just did. She just needed to talk it out and stop telling herself for 10 seconds that she didn't know what to do. Business is the same. You have a billion experiences to draw on. You have skills that help pretty much anything you need to do. You have all these amazing ideas. You know what to do, but you're being asked to use them in a new context. So you're like, oh, well, but I don't know how to wear a sweater. It's blue. It's the Ferrari versus the minivan. Can you be nervous while you're using new old skills in a new way? Sure. But you still have to do it. It's like driving the Ferrari. I would, you know, if you drive to my house and you're like, let me trade your minivan for a Ferrari, I'm totally taking the Ferrari. Well, I'd be freaked out for the first like five times I drive it, for sure. I don't turn down the car. I know that I'm an expert driver and I can drive whatever the heck you give me. And that's the expert part of this conversation. So the opposite of this newbie energy is expert energy. It's tapping into like, wait a second, hold on. I'm an expert at figuring out how to solve problems. I've been solving problems my entire adult life. Hold on, I'm not new at solving problems. I have a problem, let me figure out how to solve it. The minute you take yourself out of like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, I'm new at this, and into like, wait a second, I've been solving problems for 20 years, or I've been asking questions for 20 years, or whatever it is. For me, it always comes back to problem solving. That might just be the math teacher in me. The second you plug into like, wait a minute, I know how to drive any car they give me, it feels super different. You get to like put your shoulders back and think like, oh, wait, hold on a minute. I'm going to figure this out. And that is expert energy. So how do you know when you're stuck in newbie and you're trying to get to expert? First, you have to listen to what you're saying to yourself and to other people. Oftentimes, clients are actually literally saying to me, you know what, I'm new at this, I don't know what to do. That's them telling themselves they don't know what to do. It's not true. The other thing is sometimes this newbie energy shows up as thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't have the right experience. I didn't get my MBA. I don't have a marketing degree. I need to take a class. I don't know how to sell stuff. People tell me that all the time. It makes me crazy. This is all newbie energy, but you could think instead like, wait, I know how to teach though. And selling is just like teaching. So hang on, let me find out what's the overlap here. You could think lots of things, but the first step to like uncovering and stepping out of this newbie thing is knowing you're doing it. So you have to hear yourself. The second step is asking yourself questions about it. You know, okay, so you're tackling a problem in your business. You're thinking like, I'm new. I've never seen anything like this before. You have to step back for a second and go like, wait. Have I never solved a problem before? Of course I have. I've solved lots of problems. Have I solved any problems like this before in a different context? Well, yeah, I had this experience and this is how it would help. Okay, so now I'm thinking, right? Or you could ask yourself, you know, what skills do I already have that I could use here? Like I may not know how to use Pinterest, for my business, but I know how to use Facebook and I could use some of the things I know there. The other thing you can ask yourself is, am I really new or do I just need context? So often we feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm new at this. And in fact, what we really just need is like somebody to set the table with us, somebody to give us the context of what's happening around us and interpret the words. So once you know the answers to the questions, you just start, go. And wait, hold on. Before you get all up in arms, what I'm not saying is that you know it all. I'm not saying you'll always have the answers. I'm not saying you'll never need help. As a coach, I work with clients one-on-one who are going from education to business, who are in business. And sometimes we come across things they straight don't know, and that's fine. Asking for help is cool. Coaching is cool. Learning is cool. What's not cool is telling yourself that you're new, therefore you can't figure it out. And when you're like, I'm new, I don't know what to do, that's what you're doing. As a human, as an adult, as an educator, you know that you can always figure it out. You are capable. And the key here is to know that that's really true. And then to figure out what you need. The newbie is just like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But the expert is like, wait, hold on. You know what? I can figure this out, but here are the ways I need help. The newbie has no idea to help herself. The expert makes a plan. That plan might be taking a Pinterest course. It might be getting coaching. It might be something else. But from that place of expertise, it's like, okay, wait, I know how to do X, Y, and Z. I don't know how to do B. I'm going to get help with that. Very different. And so what I want you to walk away thinking about today is that when it comes down to it, ultimately, you know what to do. You are an expert. Please hear me when I say that. Whatever it is you're doing, you're 100% capable of figuring it out, period. Full stop, end of sentence, right? Your inner expert knows this, but sometimes you wear the outfit that the newbie wears and you're like, oh, I don't know, these newbie clothes make it seem like I don't know anything. And the sooner you start hanging out more with your inner expert, the better off you'll be. Changing the context doesn't change the skills. Driving a Ferrari doesn't mean, or driving a minivan doesn't mean you don't know how to drive a Ferrari. It just means you have to do a little extra thinking and you might be nervous, and that's cool. So if you get through all this and you think like, great, but I'm really stuck. And I really do have some things that I need help with. Even my expert knows that. I'm here. That's what I do. I coach business owners on growing their businesses. I work with the experts hiding under the newbie outfits to figure out what exactly they already know, how to use those things to get what they want. And then we learn and we figure out what needs to be learned together. I help you move this cycle faster. Because I already know when you're hiding a newbie, I can see it, I can smell it. It's like one of those things I can pick right out. And we can stop that cycle right now, continually tap into your expertise, and then grow from there, which is a very fast process. It does not need to be like 16 days of not knowing before you figure out the one thing. Coaching is how I help people, how I help teachers, how I help educators use the skills they already have to grow their businesses. We want to drive fancy cars. So if you would rather trade the minivan for the Ferrari and figure it out, send a message. You can grab me on LinkedIn or Facebook, and you can also find me on my website, which is torpeycoaching, torpeycoaching.com. And you can schedule a time to talk to there. And then the last thing I want to tell you today is this month in December 2021, we're doing all kinds of events and challenges to get ready for 2021. Oh, it's December 2020 now. Good Lord, I tried to skip ahead a whole year. We're doing all kinds of things in my Facebook group right now to get ourselves set for 2021 to take off January 1st. So if you are ready or trying to get ready for the new year, trying to set your goals, trying to figure out how to sell, how to straighten out your business and get all the muck taken care of now, so you can really grow in this next year, you should come join us. It's called Teachers in Business, just like the podcast, and we'd love to have you. So this week, way more expert. Use that expert. She's the best. You really have her inside of you, I promise. You are capable of so much. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Have a great week.